Hello, I'm John Pellow, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled A Failure Report from Four C's. Well, don't that beat all? I just wrote about producing failure reports like Engineers Without Borders does. Now, I didn't record it because it was just so short a post. I just basically had a link to their report. You can find that on my blog. Anyways, I said it's a great idea for ministries to be real with their donors and admit not only what they've done well, but also what they've done that crashed and burned. The idea is to show what we have learned from failure. Of course, as I wrote the post, I was thinking mostly in terms of what other ministries would write about, although I do admit that we've learned a few things from experience at 4Cs too. We should be accountable to our members just as they are accountable to their donors. What's good for the goose is good for the gander and all that, right? So picture this. You are in front of a target with a bow and arrow. With the arrow between your fingers, you pull the string taut, your fingertips turn white, and you say, "Ready, aim, fire," and you let that string sing, twang, the arrow's away, and you watch it arc through the air to the intended target. And then, that moment of awful realization, when your stomach goes tight and your heart jumps out of the way, the arrow has landed but far away from the bullseye you had in mind. That's what I felt yesterday. So now I have a failure report from 4Cs. There's no getting around it. Time to fess up. So here's a story of wreckage, rebuke, restitution, and redemption. First, the wreckage. Each month we email a different selection of our members telling them that we will pray for their ministry this month at staff meetings. They can send me a prayer request if they want specific prayer. The idea is that my email address goes in the to field and theirs, hundreds and hundreds of them, go in the BCC field. Can you see what's coming? Well, their emails go in the to field. Hit send. Takes your breath away, doesn't it? Many people reply to me and to me alone. Can you feel the other shoe falling yet? A fair number of people gamely send their prayer requests using Reply All. If you are like me, at this point you are about to be sick. I know what I have to do to make things right, and I lay out an action plan for when I get back to Canada the next day. Rebuke. Oh, about a dozen people send me emails essentially saying, "What do you think you're doing? Please don't put my email address in the to field." One particularly blunt and directive email stands out. Once back in Canada, a phone call comes in that repeats and augments this email's message to be sure I really get it. I'm now feeling really, really sick about the whole episode. Restitution. The mailing list is recreated. And out it goes. An apology for the error, a request to use reply and not reply all, and a reminder to delete the email and not use the address for anything. And then redemption. Romans 8:28, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." The Holy Spirit is at work, and one by one, the responses start trickling in through the afternoon. The best part of all was that God left one special message right to the end so that I would have a good out loud laugh just before heading home. God is good, and his sense of humor is alive and well. Here are the messages I received throughout the afternoon. No worries. It has been a non-issue for me, and I have enjoyed that people have used Reply All and that I have been able to share in the prayer requests. You're a kind man to correct the group hugging with a smiley. John, I noticed the oversight, but as the requests began coming in, I was encouraged to join in agreement with any and all who saw them. Be at peace, my brother. Although it may have been an error, I have enjoyed hearing what others are doing, and I have been praying for each request as it comes through. For me, at least, it has been a great mistake. No problems. I have no time to read the other emails. Ha ha! Thanks for the reminders, though. The laugh was in the email. Most appreciate your efforts. No worries from my end. Praying for you as well. No problem, John. Warm blessings to you. Just wanted you to know that I appreciate your dilemma. Just know that I'm sure everyone knows that we all make mistakes, and here's one positive that came from this. I found that it was actually cool to hear of some of the prayer needs for the other ministries. Thanks for all that you and your team do. It's greatly appreciated. I just wanted you to know that I have deleted the original and all responses relative to your email indicating that it foresees you pray for member ministries. I do appreciate the fact that you remember us before the Lord this way. Thank you, John. I really do appreciate your last two emails following up on privacy concerns. Take care. A breath of fresh air. None of us are exempt from messing up. It's the nature of who we are. And he will use this for his good purposes. Your heart is in the right place. His peace to you and yours. I realized what happened, but it was nice to see some of the requests being shared with everyone. And the last one that made me laugh out loud. Nuts! I was just going to advertise my used car to the whole list. Smiley, God bless. Thank you, Lord. I get it. And to all and sundry who receive emails from us, we at 4Cs take to heart the difference between 2 and BCC. God bless.